So I'm sure everyone's thinking about the Yontif of Sukkos. Haba Aleinu Letova. And I want to share with you a beautiful mimer, an essay that I saw in a sefer called Yareach LaMoadim by Rabbi Yerucham Olshan from Lakewood. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. It's a very thick sefer, as you can see. And I had the opportunity to learn through the first 9 ma'amarim. But I want to read the first one. I want to share the first one with you. Because I think what he shares here is really an amazing, amazing insight into the Yom Tov of Sukkos. One of the lesser known names for the month of Tishrei is sometimes referred to as the month of the Eitanim. Malachim Aleph. It's called Yerach HaEitanim, the month of the strong ones. It's a strong month. Why is it a strong month? So Mefarshim there, on that pasuk in Malachim Aleph explain. Because there's no month that is so filled with opportunities to do mitzvahs, to achieve the strength that every one of us is able to achieve. Meaning what? To become as shalim as we could possibly be. Going through a Rosh Hashanah, and an Esar Simei Tshuva, and a Yom Kippur, and then a Sukkos, and then a Hoshana Rabbah, and a Shmini Atzeres, and a Simchas Torah. It's mamish a strong month. It's strong with mitzvahs, it's strong with Kedusha, and it's filled with unbelievable opportunities. You start with Rosh Hashanah, and you make Hashem the Melech. And then Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Dirshu Hashem, B'Yimatzo, Hashem is so close. And then Yom Kippur, the Torah writes in 2 places, a person could be like a Malach. And Yom Kippur, your mamish like an angel. And then you come to Sukkos, and you're sitting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says the Sukkah is the Tzela de Memnusa. You're like sitting in a teva of amunah, totally surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and you've got the dal and minim in your hands, and it's an unbelievable zman of simcha yaseira, the Rambam refers to, the unbelievable joy of Sukkos, and then Hoshana Rabbah, which is another opportunity to renegotiate the din from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres, Hashem says, Koshalai Predasim, I can barely let go of you. We've been close for so long, it's so hard to part ways. Simchas Torah, the unbelievable dancing. So many amazing, amazing opportunities in this month, which is known as the strong month. But my friends, I want to ask you a simple question that Rav Olshan asks in his sefer, in the first mimer. He says, why is Sukkos after Yom Kippur? You ever think about that question? Think about it for a second. Why is Sukkos after Yom Kippur? It's like we're going up, and we're going up, and we're going up, and we're going up. It doesn't get higher than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur should be where it ends. And we're building our way up from Rosh Hashanah, and there's going to be Tshuva. Sukkos should have been before Yom Kippur. How does Sukkos come after Yom Kippur? How can it be that Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur? Seemingly Yom Kippur is the high point of the year, and Yom Kippur should have been last. So he says a really remarkable thing. He says, let's ask another question. Who is on a higher level? A person or a malach? Who's on a higher level? Rav Chaim Volozhiner discusses this in the first section of the Nefesh HaChaim. And he says, Be'etzem, in terms of the essential makeup of a malach is on a higher level. We're human beings, flesh and blood, Yitzhahara. A malach, in terms of the mahus, he says, Be'etzem, the essence of a malach is on a higher level. However, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, but there's one thing that man can do that malachim can't do. I don't even know what this means, but I'll just tell you what the words say. He says, "Raka odim levad hu amayla v'amekasher umiyachin es haolamos v'aoros bekoach maisav." But the things that man does has an ability to unify and connect the olamos, the worlds, spiritual worlds, in a way that a malach can't do. Again, I don't know exactly what that means, but essentially what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying is that when we do things, it matters a lot more than a malach. Because a malach is expected to do what he does. But a person, when we make good choices, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do what we're supposed to do, we're somehow making all sorts of wondrous things happen in Shemayim. The says of Yerucham Olshan, it's not only out there. It's also down here. And he says a beautiful pshat in a pasuk. Listen to the pasuk. You know this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hashemayim shemayim laHashem." Who wants to finish the pasuk? Va'aretz nasan levnei adam. Good. Hashemayim shemayim laHashem. The shemayim is the domain of Hashem, and the earth
was given to man.
Okay, maybe you saw the Gemara in Brachos one time that discusses that. He quotes from Rav Eli Lopian. In the Chiddush Erim, the first Ger Rebbe said the same part. Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem. The heavens, Shemayim is obviously a spiritual environment. That's not a Chiddush. V'ha'aretz l'asan livnei Adam. But Hashem gave us the earth to do what with the earth? To turn it into Shemayim. Let me say it again. Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem. Of course the Shemayim. Of course the Malachim on high serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's not a big Chiddush. V'ha'aretz l'asan livnei Adam. And this world was given to us for what? For enjoying Slurpees. This world was given to us for what? For taking a Slurpee and making a brach on it. For elevating things of planet Earth. To lift up Gashmias. Right? Ha'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam, to turn it into a Shemayim. To turn this world into a spiritual environment. And he says in that way man is even greater than a malach. Because a malach operates in the world beyond. But a person in the physical world, where we have bechira, we have choices, and we choose to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's physical world, that's the highest madriga. And with that, says Rav Yerucham Olshin, we can understand why Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, let's review. On Yom Kippur, we reach the level of what? Of a malach. We dress in white. We disconnect from physicality. From mamish, le'ela, u'le'ela. Or whichever nusach is there, le'ela, le'ela. Right? We're totally beyond. We're in a different world. Yeah, that's a very high level. That's the level of malachim. But then after Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let's see, can you bring it back down? Can you bring it back into your daily life? Can you infuse a regular day when you actually are eating? Right? And when you're not davening the whole day like you are in Yom Kippur? Can you make that also a holy experience? He says if you could do that, then you understand the highest level. And that's what Sukkos is about. Sukkos is about taking, like the Gemara says, the Sukkah is made of what? So let's go in the Yekev. You take a little straw, a little stubble, you take a couple pieces of wood, you take mamish, the earth, and you turn it into what? Into a bias for Kodesh Baruch. You turn it into a miniature base of Mikdash. The Gemara says, just like a chagiga, a carbon chagiga, has the name of Hashem upon it, so to speak, so too, chal shem shemayim al sukkah. Hashem's name is placed on the sukkah. There were tzaddikim, when they would walk into the sukkah, they would kiss the walls out of a sign of respect for the holy environment they were entering. Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of some tzaddikim, that you should only speak divrei Torah in the sukkah. Be careful not to speak lashon hara in the sukkah. Right? The sukkah is a very, very holy place. And yet it's made out of what? It's made out of you know, little pieces of wood. A couple of branches. Yeah, and yet, that's really the highest level. When a man could be even higher than a malach. When I can take a physical environment and I can elevate it, that's mamash the highest level of all. And then he says one final thing, and I'll end with this. He quotes an interesting Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev, if you open up the Mishnah Berurah, one of the commentaries on the side of the page is the Be'er Heitev. It's interesting, when the Chavetz Chaim wrote his Sefer Mishnah Berurah, I once read from the son of the Chavetz Chaim, he said, my father realized that his commentary, the Mishnah Berurah, basically says everything that's in the Be'er Heitev. But just so you can see what a mensch the Chavetz Chaim was, his sensitivity in Be'er Adam L'Chavero, but he said, I'm still going to print the Be'er Heitev on the page, because I don't want, who am I? I don't want to come along and write my parish on the Shulchan Aruch and bump out the Be'er Heitev. So out of respect for the holy work that a great Talmud Chacham did before him, he left them on the page, even though it's kind of superfluous once you have the Mishnah Berurah. So the Be'er Heitev says the following. In Hilchos Sukkah, in chapter 639, Simin Tov Resh Lamed Tes, he quotes from one of the Rishonim, a tshuva from one of the Rishonim, HaMakaye Mitzvah Sukkah Ke'ilu Nasa Shutof LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. A person who fulfills the Mitzvah of Sukkah becomes a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. You heard that? You persons Makayim, the Mitzvah of Sukkah, partners with Hashem in creating the world. It's pretty amazing. What does that mean? So if Yerucham Olshin says, it's simple. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Naso, Hashem's greatest desire, the ultimate tachlis of the Bria, the main thing Hashem wants is what? It's not just to be Hashem in the heavens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a presence in this world. Hashem wants to have, in the language of the Medrash, a jira v'tachtonim, to dwell amongst us. That a Jew can walk down the street with Torah values and elevate this world. So when you build a sukkah, and you understand that I can take a couple pieces of wood, and I can turn it into a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So then all of a sudden, I'm partnering with Hashem in what? In the creation of the world. Because the purpose of creating the world was what? Hashem's desire to be a part of this physical world. And when you build the sukkah, and you're Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, and you think about the message of the sukkah, when you realize that I could be on a very high level in my avodas Hashem, not only when I'm detached from the world, like on Yom Kippur, when I'm a malach, but I can be even greater than a malach, when I'm a human being who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into physical reality. That's the highest madriga of all. So that's what revulsion says. We go from Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shmei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, you think it's the highest, I'm a malach. No, there's a higher level than a malach. To be an Adam, to be a real person who understands that, again, in this world, I can infuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values into every single thing that I do. That's mamash, the highest level of all. And Amir Tz Hashem, we should be zochah to build such a bias for Hashem by being Mekayim in the midst of Sukkah and becoming a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A malach, he says, is only a shliach. But a person who builds the Sukkah and understands the message of the Sukkah is more than a shliach. You're mamash, a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amir Tz Hashem, we should all take advantage of the opportunity to partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu this Sukkah.
If anyone left money on my sender right before Yom Kippur...